ओम शांति। ऑल आर वेरी फाइन, ओनली फाइन और वेरी वेरी फाइन, बिकॉज टू एक्वायर समथिंग यू मस्ट बी वेरी फाइन, इज इट? सो इट इज सेड टुडे दैट टुडेज टॉपिक इज हाउ एक्यूमुलेटिंग साइलेंस पावर्स, बिकॉज इट इज ऑब्जर्व्ड अप टू टुडे, it is seen we collect plenty of information from the whole world. Even through Murli also we get plenty of Murli points information, we collect, we listen, and even though after that when we sit in meditation we say observe silence, sit in silence, is it? So silence means nil. What is silence? There are two types of silence. One is called dead silence and one is called sweet silence. In this spiritual university, dead silence is nothing. We cannot be dead because energy is flowing. It cannot be stable. So here the word is used, sweet silence. So what is that sweet silence? Otherwise always we use after Murli class also, just be silent for 2 minutes. Silence is not nil and we cannot be nil. So whatever Baba has given Murli, so that we have to revise after Murli class. In meditation also, so when you sit, what is that silence power? Otherwise it is, we know also, knowledge I know, if was suppose somebody is disturb me, I know very well, and today Baba said, I know that, full awareness is there, I should not get angry. Till the situation is coming in front of me, what is going on? I do not know, I know. So knowledge is not everything, information is not everything. That is what happened today. Through many media we collect plenty of things, information we have, but when that information we put in practical application will give power. That power is necessary, and Baba said, looking to the present condition, environment, because end of the cycle, we have to clean all our karmic accounts. Then only we can go back. You may say, what is the proof that I am having karmic account? What is the proof that I am physically ill? Science has developed, you can show by X-ray what type of disease we are having. They will show you. Here also, because unless I realize, there is no change. First, I have to realize why I have to do meditation, why I have to accumulate this silence power. I am regularly attending Murli class. I know the knowledge. It is not sufficient. It never change. It never, that information never purify me. So power is also necessary. But how to accumulate it? So we call meditation is also what? We sit. Just creating positive thought, it is also not meditation. We create things.
आपको इधर आओ ऊपर, तो भाई है उधर, उसको बोलना, तो ही विल डू ट्रांसलेशन. यू कम हियर, देयर इज वन ब्रदर तमिल, देयर आर मेनी, हाउ मेनी आर तमिल, दे डू नॉट नो, सो यू हैव टू गो अप अदरवाइज, फ्रॉम हियर यू कैन गो अप, ऊपर आ जाना, उधर से कम. ट्रांसलेटर भाई है ना, भाई इधर आओ, इनको दिखाना तमिल ट्रांसलेशन. सो वी रिक्वायर पावर ऑल्सो. So how to accumulate that power?
So when we sit in meditation, so what we'll do? Just creating thought, positive thoughts we can create. With that we cannot accumulate power. Because we must know there are two things. That's why Baba is telling always, be soul conscious first. Develop concentration first. So up to today the science has taught to us only mind, conscious and subconscious. Sometimes when you sit in meditation, against of my will and wish, some thoughts are coming. I do not like it. What will do? We know, I realize I do not like this. What will do? We can control? We can suppress? No. Convince. How long you control? How long you suppress? Convince. But who will convince? That knowledge is necessary, which is taught here in this university. So atom contains electron, proton, neutron. It is physical energy. Spiritual energy also, that is metaphysical energy. That energy is also having three powers. Mind, afterwards mind is creating thoughts. What to create, what not to create, known. My thoughts are coming from the past, from the present, negative, positive, good, bad, many things will come. After that, there is one more power called intellect, where understanding power is there. Even somebody is giving me something, he is giving. I am having choice to take or not to take. Even somebody is giving you, I will take it, to use it or not to use. Understanding power is there. So when I observe what type of thoughts are coming, the intellect, that is called heart, not this heart, it is physical heart, just pumping the blood. Intellect is the heart of the soul. Here we are all spiritual. We are giving Baba is giving spiritual knowledge. Is it? The spiritual awareness is there. So we are talking a spiritual knowledge. The heart of the soul is intellect, where the understanding power is there. Realization power is there. So what type of thoughts are coming? No, when I see him, just thought is coming. No, I should not think like this way. This thought is not good for my personality. And today Baba said me, whatever we listen, whatever we study, that information which you have collected, that we will use on our thought, on our mind. Mind is naughty. Do not suppress that. Do not control that mind. Convince. So knowledge is also necessary. While listening, we have to collect that information to use it, apply on your mind. But question is coming here, we listen but we cannot remember. How to increase that memory power once again? Who will going to remember? Whole day we listen many classes, many Murli points Baba is telling. But when you go out of this class, everything is? We remember everything? No. Because who has to remember this? Once again, that clean heart is important. Pure intellect is necessary. So intellect is clean. So who will going to clean? For that also, we say meditation is necessary. He said, I am the purifier. So we have to connect with him. Suppose the heavy sun is outside. We are sitting inside. You will get sun rays. Sun is available. He is ready to give. But we are inside the hall. If we want the sun rays, I have to take this body outside. He is available. He is ready to give. Similarly, Baba is saying, I came here on this earth. I am available. For whom? For whom? For whom? For the souls. Not the body. If you have one person feeling of I am body, we cannot receive. We cannot see him. We cannot receive his power. He is available. He is giving also. To receive, who will going to receive? I is the soul. The soul conscious is necessary. This awareness is necessary. Whole day we cannot maintain, because you have to use this body. You have to work. But at least minimum when we are sitting in meditation, 15 minutes, half an hour. That's why the one word is used. Activate your consciousness and connect with the Supreme Consciousness. How to activate? It is said, be soul conscious. How to be soul conscious? What to be done for that? Just to sit. So we can be soul conscious. After 1 second, I have to meet somebody, I have to do this. So who is doing this? Who is talking? There are two powers. Mind is creating something. Intellect will remind you something. The past memories will activate. So that's why the first word is used. Bring these two powers together. Combine this. Develop your concentration. In this spiritual university, what is meditation? Perfection. You cannot? Translation, language, Russian? Russian is okay? Now okay? You can listen? Okay. So understood? That's why it is said, why we require this concentration? To achieve perfection in our profession. If you are doing any type, okay. Sound is not going. It is disturbing. Sound is naughty. Okay. You can listen now. All are okay? Good? If you are okay, then everything will be good. So, here meditation is what? Develop your concentration first. Why? To achieve perfection in your each type of action. Any type of action it may be. It must be neat, clean, accurate. Then there will be satisfaction. And we can give satisfaction to others also. That is our first aim. Second, if you are doing any type of study, listening Murli, outside universities we will go and study, any type of study, there also concentration is necessary. With full attention, listen or read. Whatever we are listening, whatever you are reading, understanding must be there, not just time passing. It is a waste of time and energy. There also I have to give attention. That is concentration. You must know attention is what? Now the brother is looking me. He is listening also. I feel that he is fully concentrated on me. No. Till we say, please give attention. What is that attention? What is missing? He is looking. He is listening. So why we use this word, please give attention? Attention is what? So what is that missing? So now you are looking, you are listening. So what is that missing? So I am telling, So something you are not using. What is that you are not using? Heart is somewhere else. Somewhere it is connected. Some other thoughts are coming. Listening but not understood. So please give attention. Intellect must be here. Intellect is having that power to absorb. Understanding power is there. So when you are listening, when you are reading, it is not everything. Understand what I am listening, each word, yes, this is right. I have understood. It is clear. When you read, while reading also, unless it is not clear, do not go move forward. Read once again. What is the meaning of this? What Baba is telling? Try to understand. So who will do this understanding power? The intellect must be clean. Now, intellect is just like a mirror. Mirror is very good, but it is coated with the dust. So mind is creating. Whenever you see thoughts are coming negative, waste thoughts, it will influence on my intellect. Intellect will get dirty. Mirror will get dirty. So we cannot see. We cannot understand. So what to be done? To clean that mirror. Each day early in the morning, meditation is what? It is an exercise, that's all. In simple language, physical exercise will give you physical fitness. If you want a sound body, physical exercise is necessary. Nowadays, physicians, doctors are telling, if you want to be free from any disease, exercise is the best medicine. But it is physical. Similarly, healthy mind and healthy body. We take care of this body. We clean, we wear, we feed. But what is about the soul? Healthy body, weak soul. There is imbalance. So power is also necessary. I have to take care of self also. So it is said, first develop your concentration. Why? To achieve perfection in your study, in your profession, any prayer, worship, meditation, whatever you are doing. There must be full concentration. Means what you are thinking, intellect has to experience. So mind and intellect both are combined. Otherwise, always these two energies are always working diversion. Mind is thinking something, intellect will remind you something. Always these two energies are working diverse. Try to bring them first together. How you will bring? How you will develop that concentration? Anybody knows? So if I want to bring these two hands together, so they cannot come each other as it is, no? Something I have to do. What I have to do for that? So for that, very simple, when you sit, ask. So here very simple sitting, positive thoughts also. When you say, think positive. Positive is what? The system is necessary. So whenever you sit in meditation, activate your consciousness. How? Mind is asking, why I am sitting here? Why I came in this hall? When you go to dining hall, why you have gone there? It's for lunch. Here why I came? What is the time now? So ask yourself, who am I? Because each second I am having awareness of this body. So it is said, activate. Suddenly intellect will give you answer. Yes, I am a soul, son of Almighty. If I am a soul, son of Almighty, then what is my form? Intellect will give you answer. If I will give you answer, you may say it is your opinion. Do not listen from others. Listen, your own true heart will give you true knowledge. I may deceive you. Others may deceive you.
But your true intellect, true heart never deceive you. Listen yourself. So just you sit, talk to you. First, who am I? Wait. With understanding. Yes, I am this. If I am this, then what is my form? Slowly, intellect will give you answer. Yes, this is my form. Third, if this is my form, then what are my qualities? One by one, there are 7 qualities. One by one, ask. Slowly, not repeating it is. When I came on this earth, how I came? Now I have to go back. How I have to go back? Activate. Yes. When I came, I was very clean and pure. See, realize, today I am clean and pure? No. That's why I am sitting here. Why I am sitting here? I have to purify. I have to clean. That realization is not necessary. Yes, I am a soul, no doubt. I am a son of Almighty, no doubt, not today. So if I want to become like Him, so I have to realize, I have to clean. So what I have to clean? When I came, I was so clean. What to be done for that? Yes, I require power, and He said, I will going to purify. My duty, I came on this earth not to give you anything. It is my duty. I am a servant. I came to serve you, to purify you. I never give any wealth or anything. I will purify. Yes, I want to clean myself. And more what? Ask one by one. There are 7 qualities. Activate slowly, slowly. Yes, then you realize, yes, I was powerful. I was peaceful. I do not know what is anger. From where this anger came? No, it is not my quality. That's why it is called self-realization. I have to realize, I was like this way. Now I want to become like this way. So I have to activate. If I am activating like this way, there are 5 questions. So ask, who am I? Second, what is my form? Third, what are my qualities? Fifth, so what I am doing? Yes, sometimes when you sit in meditation, what we do is sit. Some sound came, we see here. No, stability is necessary. Body must be stable. There is no any work. I am sitting here with some purpose, with some aim. So not to observe here and there. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour. I have to fix when I enter this hall. I have to fix. Yes, half an hour. I have to do meditation. Prepare for that. With preparation you entered. And when you sit here, fifth, from where I came, yes, beyond this space, there is incorporeal world. Who is there? Suppose if you want, you are having mobile. Somebody is also having, your country people, they are also having mobile. We can talk with them? Possible? Yes? So you are having mobile, just you remove your mobile and you can talk to your home? No. You cannot. So for that you have to do something. What you have to do? Huh? If you want to talk to your family people, to your country, what you will do? You are also having mobile. They are also having mobile. So how you will talk to them? How you will connect? Through the mobile? Just you remove your mobile from your pocket so you can connect? Baba is also there and I am is also here. We are same frequency. But to connect with him, number is important. Which number you will going to dial? Zero, this is old model. It is not mobile number. It is landline. Now mobile number is which? How, what you are going to dial? Which number you are going to dial? 5 numbers already given. Who am I? What is my form? What are my
what is my quality? You are dialing these five numbers means you become soul conscious. The soul can easily communicate with the Supreme Soul. If I am is in body conscious, you are having mobile, you want to talk to him, even he is, you know he is there, so you cannot communicate. This we have to understand. Sometimes we, when you sit in meditation, why we cannot charge ourselves? Why we cannot change our attitude, our old sanskars? He said, because always when doctor is giving medicine, he is telling this medicine, this tablet you have to take before lunch. This medicine you have to take after lunch. You will say, stomach is only one. Let me take both the tablets at a time. No. If you want the result, systematic effort will bring a change. For everything, there is a system. Without that, if you are doing anything, it is only a labor. Sitting hours together is meaningless. By sitting hours together, what I am doing? Each second is valuable. So when I am sitting minimum 15 minutes, activate. It's very simple. You see, you never feel any type of boring or any heaviness. Very light. Because soul is light. If one per second, if I am having body feeling, oh, there is too much heart. Laziness will come. Many things will come. Body. If body conscious is there, tiredness is there. That's why it is said in meditation, if you want to charge, if you want to accumulate that power, activate. Who wants this power? But do not do this when you are in dining table. When you sit in dining table, do not activate yourself. Yes, you have to charge your body. So at least when you want to charge yourself, activate and talk to him. So what? How you will talk to him? What you want from Baba? Money, wealth, health. What you want? So what he is having? He is telling he is having powers. Yes? Eight powers he is having. He is always pure. Ocean of pure. Ocean of peace. Do not ask him, Baba, please cure my pain. Baba sir, this is not my job. If you have some pain, go to a particular doctor. He will going to cure. Is it? Do not ask anything. He said, come to me. I am available. Take from me what you want. Baba, I want to become like you. How are you? You are always pure. And I am your son. Talk to him. Baba, you are always peaceful. You never get angry. Under any situation, promise to him, yes, Baba, I am your child. And today I promise you, anything will may happen, I never get angry. Talk to him. Connect with him. That's why the three words are used. When you sit in perfect meditation is what? Line clear. Second, connection clear. And third is what? Relation clear. Today Baba said, I am your father. I am your teacher. I came to teach you also. If anything is not clear to you, any information is not clear, ask to him. He said, I came as a teacher also. To teach you. Baba, today you have said in this Murli, this is, what is the meaning of this? Talk to him. He is our teacher. So if you connect with him, if you build that relation, now you count how many seconds, how many minutes you are connected to powerhouse. Now this charging point is started. This is in traveling. So when I connect with him, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, how deep connection. So much I am charging. So he said, if you are connected to me with my power, just you keep a piece of paper in heavy sunshine outside, it will burn. No. Same paper, same sunrises. You hold a lens, and if your hand is not shaking, focus in one point. Within fraction of second, you can see it will burn into ash. There is also system. There also you have to concentrate. Just keeping the paper hours together, it never burn into ash. Sitting hours together in meditation, we never change our past sanskars habit. Our purpose is what? Why we came in this institution? We require power. We have accumulated plenty of knowledge. We have 100% faith, love, everything we are having. But we have never charged that power in the whole half cycle. In devotion also, we have 100% love for Baba. Full devotion was there, but not charged. So today Baba is saying, now Baba is telling, accumulate that power. Now you may ask that I am charging, what is the proof? What is proof? The proof, first proof, because he said, I am cleaning, I am purifying. Before that, I was, when I am on the bed, the negative dreams are coming. Dreams are telling what you are. Thoughts are coming sometimes when I see, thoughts are different. First is dreams, actions I have done. Each action is recorded. For each action there is a reaction. If the negative dreams are coming, yes, that is negative, that is a spiritual disease. If I am doing meditation like this way, regularly, morning, evening, with full concentration, with a system, so I can see day by day, the negative dreams, the emerging force will be slowly reduced. Then we will have faith, yes, I am charging. Taking medicine, it never show you that I am cured. You will see, I am taking since 1 week. But there is no change. Then we never have faith on that doctor. We will change the doctor also. Here also we require faith. When that faith will come? When you systematically, when you apply this knowledge, when you charge, then you will see, yes, some sanskars are not regularly, they are activating. Slowly they will go into vanish. Yes, then you will have faith. Because he said, I am purifier. I am liberating. Making you free from the five vices. But systematic effort is necessary. Like this way, if early in the morning and evening, 2 times in a day, minimum starts from 15 minutes. Eat less, digest more. Understood? Sit for half an hour, 15 minutes sufficient. Because 1 hour, 2 hours, we cannot concentrate. That much ability is not there. Start from 15 minutes. Slowly increase 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Where other thoughts, because your mind is thinking, intellect is giving answer. These both powers are channelized. Otherwise, we'll create thoughts positive. We'll do conversation with Baba, but other thoughts will pull me back. They interact. They are coming from where? Past sanskars. Free intellect is free. So Baba is telling here, first, be soul conscious. Bring these two powers together. The result is concentration, where mind and intellect work together at a time. That is concentration. Just mind is working, it is not concentration. That's why sometimes we say Maya isn't interfering in meditation. Why? Where is the Maya is coming? Is our own past sanskars. This door is open. This door is closed. Somebody may enter at any time because door is open. Close this door. So where mind and intellect both must work. So always when you sit in meditation, Whenever you want to come in this hall, you have to climb these 5 steps. Is it? No, always have to come, I am bored. No. If you want to come here, so you have to climb. If you want to connect, so you have to dial these 5 numbers. That do not forget. That's always you see in the Murli Baba is telling, be soul conscious first. So here what happens when I thinking, who am I? Intellect not go here and there. Intellect is giving answers. A dialogue first, mind and intellect. I have to bring these 2 powers together. Then these 2 powers never go adverse. Combination, connection is there. Then ask from where, then you fly. From where I came? Above sun and moon. There is subtle world. Angelic stage it is called. Talk to Bab Dada. If you have any physical problems, anything, so do conversation in subtle world. That stage is called angelic stage. And if you want to charge, then afterwards go to incorporeal world. Nothing, just sitting here, thoughts are going. It's a conscious travel. Soul never leave this body, soul will be in this body only. Oh, I am traveling, soul is left this body. No, it is a conscious travel. How deep connection here, but it is systematically when you create thoughts. So mind and intellect is traveling with a direction. And how deep connection, so much you are charging. That power is necessary. That power will going to clean my intellect. And afterwards you see, whatever you are listening, Murli, when you are listening, Murli, yes, I have understood what I have to do today. Because Baba is telling many things. While listening only, we will accept, yes, Baba has given me work today. Child, you have to do this. Because intellect, clean heart, clean intellect will easily absorb this point I have to apply today. Whole day while working, attention will be there. Yes, today Baba said this. And I have to do this. Because clean intellect will remind you again and again. Baba said today, you should not do like this way. Somebody has to remind. The intellect is clean, then only we can grasp it, we can remember. So even though mind is naughty, mind will go here and there, will attract somewhere else. Again, intellect will say, no, Baba said today, you should not do this. It is not good. We will try to control. So here, memory power is also necessary. For that also, very simple. So what is I am is also doing, otherwise we listen. But whenever somebody will ask, we do not know. Because we are having many activities. Our intellect, we are always busy till. What is the simple, easy way? So we can remember Murli point. That's why we are listening. Not it is just to time pass. So only for 1 week you do one effort. Whenever you are listening Murli, take one Murli point as per your choice. Only one point is sufficient. Note down, keep in your pocket along with you. Knowledge must be along with me. It is written diaries, our book is somewhere else and I am somewhere else. So what is the use of it? Knowledge must be available. It must be always emerge. But even though I am busy, keep in your pocket. Minimum 3 times in a day, I am having time. Because after Murli class, we go for breakfast. So 2 hands we are having. This hand is going here, this hand. Remove and feed. It's a positive food for the mind. Afternoon once again. Dinner once again. Minimum 3 times in a day, if I am reminding myself, that's called healthy mind and healthy body. Whole day, even once you do and see, 3-4 times you read whole Murli, and after 1 hour you ask him what you read, soda water. Reading itself is not everything. Read and listen, take one point. Whole day, minimum 3 times you feed yourself, and one more thing is necessary to keep that knowledge active, you have to share with others. When you meet somebody, You share. Yes, today Baba said this. Once, twice, thrice. You have to share. It is very necessary. Then the recording will be very strong. No, I know it. It is not sufficient. I read 10 times. Not sufficient. If it is emerged, the whole day while working, then only my actions will going to change. My attitude will going to change. Because knowledge will be applied. Otherwise, knowledge we know, but it is not emerged, it is not applied. So we cannot change in our behavior. That's why in this Brahmin life, the laziness is coming. Day by day, we cannot see change in our attitude, in our behavior, in our habits, in our sanskars. That's why slowly, slowly, when you sit in Murli class, dozing, why it is coming? Why we become lazy? It is not that time you have taken sufficient rest in the night. Because when we listen, we cannot understand what Baba is telling. Because intellect is not clean, understanding power is not there. Otherwise, when you listen, when you see some TV or some very good program, cultural program, then you feel dozing. Very alert. Because it is very attractive. Because we like it. So here also when you sit in Murli class, that's why Baba is telling always, be soul conscious. Because this knowledge is given only for the soul. If 1% body feeling is there, we cannot understand. Just we are sitting, we are listening. It is not everything. So how to accumulate that power? Minimum half an hour morning. Then we can see whole day while working, many problems will come. Because we are in end of this cycle. We are having many karmic accounts. That everything you have to settle here only. Many situations will come. Your nearest and dearest person will deceive you. May disturb you till we have knowledge and power. Yes, it is his role. He has to play. I cannot change him. But I am having power. I am son of that Almighty. I have to accept him. Or react. If I am reacting, I am creating a new account for 5,000 years. So we came here to create a new account or to settle the account. No, he is doing, yes, it is his role. Maybe senior, maybe junior, maybe anybody. It is his role he has to play. And I do not have any power to change his role. I am having right on me. I have to accept him. I have to convince myself. Knowledge, power for me, not to change others. Otherwise, always we want to change others. We want to give power to others. We want to serve others. No, serve first self. I have to serve. Knowledge also, first I have to apply. Then I will have that experience is authority. Knowledge is not authority. Do not share knowledge. When you listen knowledge, apply on self. How much I have controlled my anger. Even though somebody disturbing me, hating me, insulting me, I can control. Yes, I can. So he also do it. Then you share your experience. These are the situations came in front of me. With the help of knowledge and power, I have achieved victory on my own habit and sanskar. Share your experience, not information. So first, I have to apply. For that, what I have to do when you are listening, again and again while doing, whole day while doing activities, I have to talk to myself. If suppose somebody will do this, what I have to do? In advance, after listening Murli, I have to prepare. Just like a disaster management is there. Before happening something, they prepare themselves. They get ready. So here also, when situation comes, then we are not ready. Before coming situation, prepare. If this situation comes, what I have to do? What Baba has given solution in the Murli? How to do it? For that, what I have to do? Even though I know it, so I cannot. If I am not practiced, there's authority is not there. Experience is not there. That's why it is said, listening, reading, it is not everything. Just collecting plenty of information. No. Experience. Apply on yourself. To apply, whole day while coming, going, I have to talk to myself. How? What I have to do this? In this situation, what I have to do? In this situation, what I have to do? What Baba has said. Like this way, if you convince yourself, so we teach ourselves. Otherwise, it is very easy to teach others. And what is very difficult? What is difficult? It is very easy to teach others, but it is very difficult to teach the self. And here Baba is telling that whatever Murli Baba is giving, not to teach others. Teach yourself. While morning to evening, up to next day morning, Baba will give once again, whatever Baba has taught me today, for me. So again and again, while eating, while going, while walking, this is silence. Silence means not mind is free. So internally, positive thought, whatever Baba has given, it is working. Mind is working. Yes, Baba said this, what I have to do? If free mind, that's why it is said, my idle mind is devil's workshop. If mind is free, definitely when I see somebody, why is he sitting like this way? Thought will come. Mind cannot be silenced. Nil. So while listening itself, early in the morning, you have to select minimum one, maximum 2 points. You select what I have to practice today, whole day. Select it. Read once again. And when you are going from here to up to breakfast, talk to you. In this situation, what I have to do? It may come today, it may come tomorrow, it may come after 1 month, after 1 year. In this situation, if this happens, what I have to do? And what Baba is telling? Prepare yourself. And store that experience. When situation will come, that experience will work. If you have not experienced, if you have not stored that experience, knowledge we know. That knowledge never works. It is not power. That's why it is said, experience it. So today, tomorrow morning, once again Baba will give you. Each day Baba is giving new points. Take 1 or 2 points, prepare. Then we feel the spiritual life is happy life. Otherwise it is very difficult life. Is it? Because many situations are coming. All are behaving in different way as per their own habits. If we are prepared, yes, somewhere you are going to adjust. Somewhere you have to tolerate. Somewhere you have to face. Who knows? Okay, it is his role. You have to face also. Certain things we know, we have to tolerate also. And in certain situations, we have to adjust also. Let go. It is because we cannot do anything. And we cannot convince him. Even though nearest and dearest, we cannot. We have to adjust. That power and knowledge is necessary. Then only we can enjoy spiritual life. It is right. Otherwise, just listening, why is always coming. Is it? Why he is doing this? Why it is? What it is? What and why is coming? it never allow me to keep silence. When I sit, all these questions are coming. And that will make us what? We cannot enjoy. There is no happiness. There is no happiness in our life. Baba is telling, Baba, Almighty's children, they must be always happy. Why? Today Baba said, why you have to be happy? Who will tell? Baba said today, why you have to be happy? Do not know. Why we have to be happy today? About this word Baba said, why? Do not know. That's why, because listening is not everything. That's why I'm telling. Practical we require, no? Because He is our my Father. He is our teacher. Yes? He is in three forms. He is serving us in three forms. Otherwise, Father will be different, teacher will be different. Here, one person, one soul, Supreme Soul, He is in three ways. So we must be happy. He is serving us, He is giving power, He is giving knowledge. Bap, teacher and Sadguru. Yes? So if you know this, who is He? Who is teaching me? I am belongs to whom? If this awareness is there, then only we will be happy. Otherwise, if child is along with the parents, safe. If child is alone, so he is not safe, he is not happy. Always worry, always tension. What will happen in next time? Next second, what will happen? If we are along with parents, so safe, no thoughts, they are taking. That's why Baba is telling, always be combined with me. How we are going to combine while working, while going? He is in Paramdham, we are here. How you will combine with Him? That is already explained to you. So whatever information, knowledge He has given, Srimad, talk to you. Churning is going on. Talking with the Self. Why Baba said this? What is the meaning of this? What? How to apply this? If you are internally talking, your mind is busy in dialogue. Keep yourself busy. Many situations will come. They never attract. Then we can say we are free from attraction. Physical attractions are there. So if I am engaged, then only. So what Baba said today, so I am talking to Him while doing action, while doing everything. So keep, how to keep? So keep one Murli point along with you. Then only it is possible. Otherwise, not remember, we do not know what Baba said, forget. Other things will come. Even though after 1 hour, 2 hours, if I forget, yes, pick up and feed yourself. Knowledge is available. Possible or difficult? Brother, it is possible. So you remember today Murli point? Tell me one point. Hum soham. Any more? No, you are very alert now. Sister, what Baba said today? Remember? Yes, accurate. Some important, which new points you must remember. What Baba said, something new. Oh, same thing, remembering Baba, I am a soul. Not same. Today smoothly, you have to find out while listening, we must be very alert. What Baba is telling, new thing, that I have to know. Not same thing. Then you will be also happy when you want to share. Today Baba said very something new. Share new things to others, not old. And each day you will find something new will be there. Okay? Now remember Baba.
शिव पिता को अब याद करो मुक्ति धाम तुम्हें जाना है अपने सुकर्मों के बल पर ही सतयुग में तुमको आना है शिव पिता को अब याद करो का अंत अब आया है, विकराल विनाश खड़ा आगे। सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है, सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।
All we have done meditation or listening the song. What is to do? Listening the song or doing meditation? Meditation. What meditation you have done? No, you are not listening the song? Both. So, sitting, when you are sitting here, listening, we know this song. There are three types of children. One is sitting, just, he knows, because technique is already explained, he activate through MI, and he will travel. First number. Second, why this song is played? Because he is sitting, eyes are open, but thinking other thoughts. At least he can listen the positive song. For him it is. Third, why you are giving drishti? Because somebody is sitting and looking here and there. Oh, somebody is observing me. So he will be alert. Sometimes you may say, why somebody is doing meditation? You have to do. You have to remember, Baba. Why somebody is giving drishti? Because you must be very, somebody is observing me. Otherwise he is sitting and we see here and there. So somebody is observing. Be alert. Second, why you play this music? Somebody is thinking other thoughts. For him it is. Number two. Number one, he know. Yes, 12 o'clock I am sitting. So activate yourself. Understood? Activate and connect. So no other thoughts are coming. Mind and intellect busy. Because this 10 minutes, that's what Baba said. Remember Baba. Not listen. Not do any other things. So for everything there is a meaning. While listening, not remembering him, listen him. While working, apply knowledge and work. There you cannot remember. Apply the knowledge. Knowledge is given. While working, with spiritual knowledge, do work. That action is accurate. That action will give peace and happiness to others. So without application of knowledge, I will do action as per my past habit. So application of knowledge is also important. Okay? Anybody want to ask anything? Anybody want to ask any question? Okay. So minimum we can connect 15 minutes, 1 minute first, then 2 minutes. How much you are free from negativity, so we can connect more. Because negativity is there, so gravity is pulling you down. We cannot stay there. That's why it is said. So if you are having perfect soul conscious, so you can stay more. If someone's negative thought came, then we cannot. So before coming, emerging, initially when you sit, only activate positive. Keep your mind and busy active. Otherwise what will we think? Positive. Some moodly point will churn, but intellect will remind, will interact. So we cannot. That's why Maya is interfering in meditation, not in knowledge. Maya is nothing, it is our own past sanskars. Yes. What practicing? Suppressing. What happens? So when thoughts are coming, so now you are sitting in meditation, so it is already taught. So ask yourself, who am I? What is my form? Some thought is, oh, lunch, I have to go. The lunch will finish, I have to go. Some thought is coming. Then you say, why I have to think about the lunch? It will be there. But again and again the thought is coming. So intellect is there. Convince, oh, lunch I will get. I will go at 12:30. Convince your mind. Mind is reminding again and again, yes, I have to go early. When 12 o'clock, again and again you are looking, watch. Yet I have to go first. I have to go, otherwise I have to go and stand in queue. I have to go first. Thought will come. So intellect will convince, no, I will go after 15 minutes, not before that. Yes? So if you are not convincing, the thought will come again and again. Sometimes what you say, we ignore. Oh, leave it this thought. But again and again it will come. Do not ignore. Do not control it. Convince. Give the time. Yes, 12:30 I will go, not before that. So that is the alarm system. After 12:30, once again thought will come. Convince your child. If suppose somebody is very naughty, do not beat him. Convince him. Mind is naughty. Do not suppress. Do not ignore the thought. So give the time. Clarify. So this is convincing like this way. For that knowledge one, Baba has given. Why again and again thought is coming about somebody? So what I have to do? What relation I am having about him? What I want from him? Convince. No, he is Baba's child. I do not want anything from him. If suppose somebody is doing something wrong, it is not my responsibility to change him. I cannot. So tell to him, Baba, he is your child. You must take care of him. You must convince him. Tell him. So like this way, what knowledge Baba is giving, if you remember, so you talk to yourself, convince yourself first. If you are convincing yourself, then we will achieve victory. That is your experience. Tomorrow somebody will ask you, oh, always negative thoughts are coming. What to be done? Then you will share your experience. Understood? Share your experience to others. Okay? Anybody want to ask anything? Okay? Om Shanti. You want to ask? Yes. Jo Baap ka? इसलिए पराया राज्य में नहीं गया. हाँ, एक राजा दूसरे राजा के पास जाता है ना, तो कहता मेरी बॉर्डर, देयर इज अ कंट्रोल, मेरा बॉर्डर है, मेरी एरिया है. इसलिए एक भाषा, उस भाषा में बाबा ने कहा, एक भाषा दूसरे पराये राज्य में नहीं जाता है, इसलिए बाबा नहीं गया ऐसा. हाँ देखो, देयर इज एक ही था ना, व्हेन देयर इज ओनली वन, एक ही खंड था, बाद में खंड अलग अलग हुए, है ना. तो देयर वॉज ओनली वन यूनिवर्स. सो बाबा इज ऑलवेज कमिंग इन वन. इट इज इम्पेरिशेबल. खत्म नहीं होता है. भारत एक अविनाशी खंड है, इसलिए भारत में आता है. इसलिए ओके. ओम शांति.